Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday afternoon, August 12th, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Open letter demands newsroom reset, pushes for adoption of pro-democracy election coverage guidelines. The Media and Democracy Project, along with 3,258 individuals, sent an open letter urging major media organizations to adopt pro-democracy election coverage guidelines. MAD's guidelines focus on fact-based reporting, combating election lies, and promoting voting. The guidelines call for a shift in newsroom focus from polls to candidates, policies, and behavior. They also emphasize the importance of accurate headlines, holding politicians accountable for lies and bigotry, and exposing candidates who incite political violence. The letter highlights the damaging impact of election lies on democracy, with examples like increased death threats to election officials. Prominent signatories include Ruth Ben-Ghiat and Mark Jacob, who stress the urgency of informing Americans about threats to democracy. MAD, a nonpartisan grassroots organization, aims to strengthen a free and independent media for informed decision-making. For more information and to see the full list of signatories, visit MAD's website.
HWPL celebrates 10th anniversary of Global Peace Summit and Unity. HWPL, the Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, is set to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the HWPL World Peace Summit on the 18th of September, 2024. The event will take place in South Korea and across 122 countries worldwide under the theme Creating World Peace Community Through Regional Collaboration. This milestone commemorates a decade of commitment to peace by global leaders and citizens, with a focus on future strategies for promoting global harmony. HWPL aims to gather regional talents, establish networks, and address local peace threats through tailored strategies. The organization advocates for individual responsibility in promoting peace at all levels and plans to collect messages of peace from people around the world. Since its inception in 2014, HWPL has worked towards addressing global challenges through enhanced regional cooperation and collective action. With a mission to achieve world peace through heavenly culture, HWPL is committed to spreading a culture of peace and contributing to the UN Sustainable Development Goals.
10th anniversary of HWPL World Peace Summit celebrates decade-long global commitment to peace. Heavenly Culture, World Peace, Restoration of Light, HWPL, will celebrate the 10th anniversary of its World Peace Summit on September 18, 2024, with events in South Korea and 122 countries worldwide. The theme, Creating World Peace Community Through Regional Collaboration, will highlight the decade-long commitment to peace and propose future strategies for global harmony. HWPL aims to collect messages of peace from people around the world and showcase them at the event. Since its inaugural summit in 2014, HWPL has worked with partners to address military tensions, economic disputes, climate change, and cybersecurity threats through regional cooperation. Chairman Lee Man-hee emphasizes the importance of peace, stating, "Peace cannot be achieved through words alone. HWPL is dedicated to leaving a legacy of peace for future generations."
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.